want to finish up on this Bankruptcy Abuse Act, Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention Act, and then we'll talk a little bit about what happened to our country back in the early 30s. Okay, on page 46, persons experienced in burdensome debts are accused of making poor financial decisions. Owners of homes that are oversecured and underwater are judged for reaching beyond any actual ability to pay. Those casting judgment do not consider that the number of decent paying jobs have decreased, interest rates on revolving credit have skyrocketed, and Wall Street's mortgage bubble has artificially driven up prices of single family homes. They also fail to consider that consumers often must turn to unsecured debt in the wake of family illness or job loss when there is a lack of other social support systems. On page 47, in Debt for Sale, A Social History of the Credit Trap, anthropologist Brett Williams questions the naturalization of this model of fiscal identity. She asks, quote, in the face of this rude exploitation, that is, employment insecurity, marketing and advertising of the culture of consumerism in every part of social life, the rising costs of education and healthcare, and the organized credit industry, target marketing, easy credit, and increasing opportunities to use credit in daily life, why aren't we angry at banks? Why instead do we blame the debtor? Now, that to me is very poignant, very honest, very truthful. Why are we villainizing the victim? And the bank, the money monsters behind all of this, Ingrid knows this and I know this, and if you listen to Spingola Speaks, she says it all the time. These monsters, these money monsters, they're always blaming the victim. That is their style. It has been their style for decades, if not centuries. They abuse people. They abuse the common people. And then they find a way with their media to villainize their victims. And that's what they've done. So that's what's happening on the individual level. So if we take a moment and go back and see what happened to the bankruptcy of 1933, I'll read this short paragraph from Who's Running America. And this is right in the beginning, the introduction. Under the doctrine of parens patriae, government is parents, as a result of the manipulated bankruptcy of the United States of America in 1930, all assets of the American people, their person, and of our country itself, are held by the Depository Trust Corporation at 55 Water Street, secured by Uniform Commercial Code commercial liens, which are then monetized as debt money by the Federal Reserve. It may interest you to know that under the umbrella of the Depository Trust Corporation lies the Seed Corporation, the Federal Reserve Corporation, the American Bar Association, which is the legal arm of the banking interests, and the Internal Revenue Service, the Systems Collection Agency. Now, if you understand that they consider us as assets, they consider your property, our national parks, the corporations, the nonprofit corporations. You look at what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and you don't. If you don't understand the bankruptcy of 1933, then you do not understand that the money monsters believe, when they bankrupted the country, the corporation, USA Inc., in the early 30s, then they met in Geneva to write out the terms of the bankruptcy. They believe they stole it all, including our progeny. They believe they stole it all fair and square. They believe it all belongs to them. And that's where the battle is ongoing with all the patriots and everyone else, including Anna von Reitz, because we do not accept that presumption. Now, I don't know about you, Ingrid, but I spent some time, and some of my fellows who work with me spent time trying to find that document which represented the terms and conditions of the bankruptcy of USA Inc. that happened at the time of the Great Depression. We've been looking for that for a long time, and to my knowledge, maybe somebody listening knows, I've never been able to find it, and nobody I know has ever been able to find a copy so that we could look at it and see what was the deal, what was given away, and who signed it, and what happened when that bankruptcy occurred. We know for a fact that Roosevelt was elected to implement it, and one of the first things he did was turn the people into enemies of the state. All U.S. citizens became enemies of the state, and then he confiscated the people's gold as an asset. Again, why? Because the bankruptcy required all assets be confiscated. So maybe people will better understand when we talk about this UCC and this commercial structure and that these courts are administering the bankruptcy. Maybe people will understand why the Constitution was suspended when the trustees were brought in to take over the whole corporation. And the trustees put in their own system, the National State of Emergency. And under the National State of Emergency, the New Deal came in, and then they brought in the Uniform Commercial Code to turn everything into commerce in the 50s and 60s without the knowledge or consent of any of the people. So hopefully that answers everybody's question why they are so, why they're violating the Constitution all the time. They violate it all the time. The Constitution's not protecting us from anything because the Constitution's been suspended. We are now under the bankruptcy, and they've written their own laws called the UCC. Okay. And we have any callers who want to make any comments? Is there anything you wanted to add, Ingrid?
Well, that pretty much says it is. You know, we have cannibalistic capitalism with the banks at the head.
Right.
And it's pretty depressing because I know the smartest people out there are doing their very best to stay afloat. And there is austerity measures being put in place in this country. And we've talked
yes.
about that for many years, you know, and all the free presses about the destruction of the middle class.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, as the income goes down, the cost of food went up. Mm-hmm. And the cost of gas went up. And the cost of rent went up. In other words, you know, the income goes down, but the cost of living doesn't go down. It continues to go up, which, again, what did that do? That forces people into credit card debt. I know a young woman who said to me, our credit cards, we can't pay anything but the minimum payment. And my friends and I have decided that that's probably the way it's going to stay until our kids grow up. And I thought, oh my gosh, it wasn't just this woman who felt that way. All her friends, they supported each other in this mentality of saying we can't afford life, and so we're going to put it on a credit card, and we're going to be okay with that. Ingrid, if they're only paying minimum payment, this is what you call what E. Michael Jones, when he was on the show, he said this is usury unsustainable because it will just skyrocket. Nobody will be able to pay it. That interest
right,
just
but,
is growing.
You know, I know several people, Al, that have used you know, a form very much like what you have in Lawfully Yours, and they've used it successfully because it's not really money that they're extending you. They're extending credit. And so there's a whole, it's a, you know, you have the letter of debt validation. And anyway, I know several people that have gotten rid of huge credit card bills using similar
yes.
approaches.
Yes, and even if the car your car payments is turned over to a collection agency, there's a wonderful website. I'm so glad you brought that up because I didn't want to forget to bring them up. Get out of debt free. if you're in that situation before you even consider bankruptcy, go to that website, get out of debt free, look in Lawfully Yours and the debt validation letter. Try to find another way to get out of debt. Don't count on the bankruptcy laws protecting you because they will have you signing all kinds of paperwork that would actually only commit you longer. Reaffirmation contracts, they called it, would commit you to debt beyond the bankruptcy. And she made that point. So I don't think it's hopeless, Ingrid. I'm glad you brought that up. There are ways to deal with some of these creditors. And get out of debt free is a good place to start. Well, we'd be happy to take callers if there's anyone who has anything to say about bankruptcy and creditors and debt. Now's the time to call in and contribute to this, because from my personal point of view, I've seen a lot of people in financial trouble, an awful lot of people, good people, and they kind of blame themselves and don't really quite realize they're being squeezed. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We're back to the toll-free number. For those who remembered for a couple of weeks it wasn't working. Oh, we have a caller. Chris from Las Vegas. Good evening, Chris.
Well, good evening, ladies.
How are you?
I must say that was a terrifically informative and educational session you just put on there.
Thank you.
And I think we could probably punctuate it. I hear a little bit of feedback. Hope it's not giving you a problem on air.
No, you sound good to me.
Okay, good. I think it was punctuated by the hearings this week between the Senate and the House, excoriating and cross-examining intensely John G. Stump, the CEO of Wells Fargo Bank, for their predatory banking practices of setting policies to cause their employees, over 5,000 or 7,000 of them, I think so far, low-level employees, in quotations by Mr. Stump's words, particularly, who were provoked by the policies to keep their jobs, to sign up 8 accounts per day to promote banking product sales, as he stated it. So they fabricated the contrivance to manufacture these false credit card accounts for customers without the customers being aware, therefore committed ID theft and theft by deception and fraud. And he was very calcitrant, whining and sniveling like a good professional banker would only know how to do, and claimed that he would do everything possible to make it right, although he didn't say who he was going to make it right for.
That's always the catch, isn't it?
Well, those dangling participles can be dangerous if one doesn't ask the critically correct questions, as you girls know.
Yeah, I mean, none of these bankers went to jail. We bailed them out, you know, as she said in this article, and I think you would enjoy reading the whole thing. I will post a link. You know, they're too big to fail, and yet they're putting all this debt on the backs of the middle and lower class in the United States. Now, it's probably not just the United States, huh, Chris? They're probably doing it in different countries like Greece and other countries as well.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, even in this country, you mentioned the education bubble, so-called bubble, hyperinflated by design by the policies that set the easy-to-get credit for students to supposedly get an education that's going to make them more employable, but there's no jobs to get out to pay it back when they get out of the higher education facilities.
Right.
There's also an automobile loan bubble that's being hyperinflated to collapse and implode by design, just like the housing bubble of 2008.
Right. Well, I know that, Chris, I know a family, and they were beginning their marriage and their child rearing. The wife had just finished a student loan and was hoping to get a good job, but again, was stuck in a student loan. They got married. They had 2 children. They were living in a small kind of townhouse, and someone, a builder, said, oh, geez, we can make you a good deal. So even though they had no money down, they were talked into buying this house. So they signed up for one of these subprime mortgages. Well, again, they still didn't have enough money. So they charged credit cards, and then the credit card debt got out of control. So what did they do? They took an unsecured debt, and they got a home equity loan. So they've transformed an unsecured debt into a secured debt, right? So now that their debt is secured by their mortgage, and their first and second mortgages. So he loses his job, and all of a sudden they can't make payments. Now, when they face this bankruptcy thing, and they were lucky to face it before 2005, now they're facing the student loan, they're facing the equity loan, they're facing, I mean, they were just so typical of this story that I just told. They thought they could get the American dream that their parents had, and, you know, and they fell into every freaking trap that the money monsters created. Every one. Mm-hmm. And I think...
Yeah, I want to mention that, Al, just in our community, we've noticed so many adults in their 30s living with their parents.
It's
very typical. They're saddled with debt from college. There are no jobs in their field that they've chosen to, you know, be trained in. And it's just, it's pretty astronomical. I mean, the thing is, if you even do go to college and you want to have some kind of scholarships and you want to pigeonhole yourself into something that is, you know, you're going to get a job in, like special education. You know, something deals with the growing, you know, disabled children population. But I'm just saying, it's very, very hard. But, Chris, we have a lot of other callers that are popping up, so really appreciate your call.
One little thing for you before I go, if you'll allow me. I know it'll be shocking to you and the listeners, but I called J.P. Morgan Chase Bank to put in an ethics complaint after watching that on TV. And I know you'll be shocked to find they do not have an ethics complaint intake line. So, J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon does have an ethics policy I'll post on the website, but they don't have anywhere to report a complaint. I was sure that you'd find that just unbelievable.
I'm surprised they didn't ask you to define the word ethics, you know?
Oh, well, amazingly, I did... speak to somebody in the executive office, and then the next day I received a call back from the executive office and did a 40-minute telephonic witnessing statement to them regarding the fraud and factum that I had experienced from their company and their Bad Faith Debt Collection Practices Act, and lined it out completely. But I'll let you get on to your next callers, and thank you so much for that great, diligent work you girls do. You're always home run hitters in my book. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Chris, and thanks for the encouragement.
Yeah, and thanks for the caveat. So, hi, the next caller we have is John in California. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity, John.
Hello there, Al Whitney and Ingrid Cassell. Nice to talk to both of you. Interesting show. Hey, Al, would you, first thing, would you just tell me at Get Out of Debt Free, is that .com or .org?
You know what, I'm not sure. I'll go look. I'll
okay,
try
well,
to put
all right.
How about that? After the show?
I'll try either one. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. But hey.
And he's great. John, he's great. He is just dynamite. He really does solve these problems. I mean, and I'm glad Ingrid brought that up. Thank you, Ingrid, because I might have forgotten to tell people about it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, that was good of her, too. Hi. Thanks for that. Say, have either of you two run across, and I've come across no fewer than two companies... and I think they're both in Texas. Over the past few years, I probably got up to about $7,000 on a MasterCard, maybe $10,000 on a Discover card, and the deal that I could get based upon some legislation that came about maybe the last 5 or 6 years or so. Is that the monthly payments that I was making for each card? This guy said that if I paid one of the monthly payments to him for about 3 years, both of them would be paid off. That's how much of a deal that this legislation gives them. I guess what they're able to do, and this is my impression, my strong impression. I've got another little anecdote just to prove that that's correct, is that all of this interest on interest and penalties on late payments and on and on. All that stuff is negotiable to zero in a court, pretty much.
Oh, okay, hang in there. We're going to go to break.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Thanks.
Okay, you bet.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements.
Of Humanity. We're talking to John in California, and I just wanted to mention, John, that the website is .org, getoutofdebtfree.org, and it is really well done.
Oh, okay.
And he's excellent.
All right,
thanks a lot. UK website. He's in the UK, but he has a whole mirror, you know, for the United States and our laws.
I don't have any problem with the UK. You know, we beat him in the Revolutionary War. It's okay. Anyway, the only other point I wanted to make, Al, was that Discover Card, I think I had built up a balance as of August of around $10,000 or $11,000, something like that, and they offered me, if I would pay it right away, they offered to let it go for $5,000. So you see, that's the motivate. That's why. Now I didn't have the money, and they said, well, all you had to do was come up with $100 and. And maybe, you know, some other little minor things, you know, but nothing major. And it would keep it open. Otherwise, as of the end of August, they would have to let it go to their attorney for to seek a litigation and try to get a judgment against me. And
did you,
so,
what did you do?
Oh, I didn't have the money to even initiate it. But I'm close to getting the money now, so I'm going to give him another chance.
John, go to Get Out of Debt Free first.
Yeah, there first, and please watch this documentary that's online, Straw Man, Nature of the Cage. The guy that does the website is prominently featured in this film. It's excellent. I think everyone needs to watch that, Straw Man.
Wait, what's the name of it again?
Straw Man.
The Nature of the Cage.
Nature of the Cage.
See, John, they may be making you a deal.
Straw man or draw man?
Well, straw, S-T-R-A-W, man.
Oh, straw man.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's a documentary.
They may be making you a deal, John, because they have a weak position. So please go to Get Out of Debt Free and take a close look at this before you sign anything. If you pay them anything,
Right.
You've created a new contract and a new obligation.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Well, no, I didn't. I wasn't going to do that anyway. But even with an attorney, it's still going to take a while for them to get me into court. So I just thought I would give them another chance just to see if they would still offer that same deal. But I was wondering, have you guys heard of any of these other types of companies I was talking about? I think two of them are in Texas.
Think I would be very worried about them. I would be very leery because it sounds like a consolidation. And if they could talk you into taking two of your credit cards that you're paying to Company A, consolidating and paying Company B, they've created a new revenue stream for themselves, cutting out Company A and Company B. I don't believe it's done to benefit you. It's done as a way to steal business and get more business for themselves. So please
Try to get my major concern with it was in the last couple of years, I said, well, look, you know, my 27 years as an independent consulting electrical engineer, my business has taken a tailspin, you know, in the last 4 years. I'm not getting nearly as much work as I used to. So if I start reneging on on your loan, if I take yours, then I still owe the money to, you know, Discover and MasterCard. You know, I didn't know what I'd be getting into it, but it didn't seem like it would be good. So
you can always ask them to send you the paperwork so you can look at it before you decide.
Oh, sure, yeah, right. absolutely, yeah.
No, I
but anyway.
So strongly, I hope you go to that website and you watch this documentary. It'll empower you.
I sure will.
Because we have a couple other callers, and I want you to be
thank
empowered
you very much.
To say no. And I know so many people that have successfully told these creditors off.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much to both
of
you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye now.
Okay, now we have Bob in Colorado.
California.
Welcome to Independence of Humanity. Oh, in
Hi, how are you?
Okay, maybe it's California. Are you in Colorado?
Yeah, Bob in Colorado, yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Independence of Humanity. I can't.
Oh, okay. Welcome to my world, too.
Okay.
Hey, listen, this is only the second time I think I've ever heard you guys, and I happen to be listening tonight. I just filed bankruptcy. I just actually paid my fee Wednesday to start the filing.
Bob, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. Please stay because we'd like to hear that. But we have to have a quick break, okay?
Sure, no problem. Yeah.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We've been talking about bankruptcy and what you can do about it. And we have Bob in Colorado who was on the line with us. And I hope you're still there, Bob, because I'm sure you have a story, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to try to run through this. I know it's a radio show and you only have so much time, but I am a disabled police officer. My wife died in Florida. I got married a few months later to a woman 10 years younger, wanted to move to Colorado. I said, okay, we moved to Colorado. And then back in this past February, she decided she didn't love me anymore, wanted a divorce, had a clear blue sky, had no reason for it. But anyway, it's a 50-50 state. I'm a 66-year-old disabled police officer. I am totally 100% disabled. I pay no taxes. I can never work again. I snapped my neck, and it went to court. It went to court. She got $1,200, half my Social Security check. I still get my police pension. She got my past wife's car, $13,000 car, and I had to take on all the debt to keep my house, or else she would have taken my house, $35,000 in debt. So the attorneys that did my divorce said the best thing for me to do is file for bankruptcy, and I think they just filed it Wednesday. So So I am, like, listening to your show, and, like, I am, like, totally freaked out now.
I can see why. I really feel bad about your situation. I mean, I really do. And if you've given this over to attorneys now, it's possible they'll do their best for you, but it wouldn't hurt to, you know, look at this stuff a little closer yourself. They're going to want a lot of information. I did have experience with a relative who contacted an attorney to file bankruptcy Chapter 7, and he sent a list to her, which she shared with me, and the list of the information this particular attorney wanted was really quite long.
I've already done it. It was like 35 pages. I took the test. I had to take a test. To expedite the test, instead of $5, I paid $35. I passed the test with all the questions that they ask about your money. And then once I filed the papers with the attorney, like I said, I made my final payment Wednesday. Now I'm just waiting for the case number so I can take my second test and pay another $15 or whatever. I mean, this is just insane that they are just destroying the family. It's so easy to get a divorce just because, you know what, you crossed your eyes the wrong way.
Right.
I feel like Gerald Celente the way I talk sometimes. I am just so lost at 66, totally disabled. And it's so easy to say, we don't care if you're disabled or not. We're taking your money anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob. Maybe when you get done with us, you can help us educate other people about the bankruptcy process so that the knowledge that you gain, and I know it's a painful way to learn. I've always learned the hard way, I know. I swear to God, if there's a hard way to learn, I've figured out what it is. But when I'm done, I generally learn something. But maybe
well, we believe it is a process that we have to walk through, and it's a constant battle because we're fighting a spiritual battle, and I understand that because the whole system's rigged, and it can only come from one place. But
you can join the team when you get through this. You can join the team and help educate others about this and the many pitfalls, because one of the problems that we've got going on is we do these things because we don't know there's a trap. We don't realize that there's this thing that we get into until we're already into it. And that's the benefit of you learning something and coming back and sharing it with us. I know that's not very much to offer, but...
Well, you know what's funny? I talked to the talk show host before you guys. He's a retired police officer, I think 34 years or something, and he was talking about car stops and the way, you know, cops do business and all. And I'll tell you what, after listening for the last few years since I was disabled, I got disabled in 2000, that I didn't know any better. And after listening to the real news on the internet, Alex Jones, you guys, whoever it happens to be, and finding out what really is going on, we have been so deceived by every part of government.
Yes.
And like I said, I was a cop for over 25 years, and I'll tell you what, I'm blown away with what I'm seeing now, and I just don't understand how far down the tube we've really gone.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And welcome to the club. Welcome to the people who are awake. And now you get to join our group and become one of us to help open the eyes of the unsuspecting.
Well, look, guys, I'll let you know. I know you have other callers. I'll send you an email.
I think
you'll recognize, since I was a cop, you'll see when I send you an email who I am.
Okay, Bob, send it to nomorecorruption@huawei.com.
Sounds good.
It's on the website.
Yeah, also send it to me, info@vaccinetruth.com. I'm very interested.
It sounds great, guys. I appreciate your show, and I'm glad I finally really got to listen, because you're kind of an inspiration at this point.
Thanks. Oh, gosh, that makes me feel good. Okay, thanks, Bob. We have a caller, Ronnie from Oregon. Ronnie, good evening.
Hi, thanks for your show. I love it.
Thank you.
Good, yeah. I'm wanted to share a little bit about my studies about usury, which is defined in its most simple form as the charging of interest on a loan. And the Catholic Church at one time, actually it was happened in England, it used to be a mortal sin that was, you know, punishable by death. And today we know the Jesuits have been in control for a long time, but the point is they call it the destroyer of nations because ultimately no one can pay back this, you know, a loan of money, even if it's gold or anything else. It's just a rigged deal. But I'm 65 and a holistic health coach and trying to start a business. And I went to college as to learn geography after I was horrified to learn that the Public Policy Planning and Management Department at University of Oregon was just incredibly corrupt. This is where they train the little commie planners and those people to do collaborative governance, which is what my husband fully understands. There's a whole network within the bureaucracies and the government itself that uses this kind of insider network, and they deal with stakeholders and players and preferred beneficiaries and these kinds of things.
Yeah, know all about them.
Oh, good. Well, there's apparently now about $1 trillion in federal loan, you know, school debt, and they're charging interest on that money for all of us that can't pay it. And, of course, you can't get a credit if I wanted to start my, you know, a spa or something with what I've researched and studied all this time. I can't do it because of there's too high debt to income, and so, you know, what would my income be?
Yeah.
And so it's like there's no job, of course, so it's completely rigged, and you know, and it's all complicated into this whole green economy thing with so-called sustainable development, which Clinton put in, and he of course repealed Glass-Steagall in 1999 too, which separated the commercial banks from the insurance and investment, you know, Wall Street banks. So
yeah.
There's three bills in Washington in the Senate now to try and get that passed. And I don't know, it's been sitting there for a long time, but obviously there's, I don't know what we're going to be able to, you know, if something like that could work, it would be great. We could get something decent passed because Deutsche Bank and everything is going down now, and God knows what the fallout from all of that's going to be. And so, yeah, but I wanted to also mention that I did file for bankruptcy when I was a student, and it was in 2003, and I even got the fee to the from the attorney waived because for trade credit, which is something my husband was doing, building boats and things. And so, you know, there's maybe ways around this. Some of the work my husband does is submitting different instruments to, he's an auditor, to, you know, he's got one that's non-proxy. It basically says, you don't represent me. There's a national treason letter. He works with Native Americans a lot, so he deals with the treaty understandings and all the corruption in the UN. And if you want to check out his website, he's got a media link too, but it's infraspect.org. And there's some legal briefs there that he deals with, basically taking out the lawyers and the judges. And I just found some nice stuff on your website. It's really great to contribute to that. But yeah, it's a sticky business because it's there are all these presumptions that they travel on, and it's gotten to what, you know, he calls law arbitrary. And he's very good about understanding these, you know, the can of worms that we're dealing with. But,
you know,
I think plugging on.
I hope you got the point that what you've experienced in 2003 is
right.
Not what's in place right now. You got that, right?
Yes, I did. The 2005 amendment
good.
Or whatever they did was it's
right,
so important.
Right.
Yeah.
So what
that's
you did
why,
in 2003 you couldn't do today because they've changed it.
Right, and that was part of the dealings of ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Act, which, or commission, whatever it is. And they, of course, are corporations named on this. You can go to ALEC, ALEC exposed.org. And they name the politicians that play into that. And, of course, the corporations are writing the laws to benefit their profits. So this is a big part of the corruption. And I'm sure you've reported on that before.
Okay.
Anyway, it's all going to fall apart pretty soon. And I think we need to be prepared for this convergent impact effects, as my husband calls it. I hope you contact him.
Okay, now, can I give you a suggestion for your husband,
sure,
since he's looking at the law?
Okay.
On anticorruptionsociety.com, on the source page,
okay,
source documents, scroll down and link on UCC Article 1 General Provisions.
Okay.
The law that we're under right now is UCC. It's no other law but UCC. Once you get those general provisions and you look at them and you incorporate them into your thinking, the solutions will look different to you and to him.
Right.
Okay. So that is real, real important. It's all about contract law, law merchant.
Right.
Okay. And we are signing things. Presumptions are being fed into the system, and it gives the definition of presumption here. It also gives a definition, and I hope people really take a good look at that, because part of what we emphasize in Lawfully Yours is the importance of a legal notice. And in these general provisions, it includes the importance of notice. So let your hub take a look at this. He may find new ideas and new creative ways to do things even better.
Well, he's becoming very effective, so I hope you contact him there. He knows the law in and out, including how it was fraudulently established. By the way, I purchased the Fruits from a Poisonous Tree on your suggestion. And what do you think of that now? I assume you've read it. And
I think it's great. We did a show on it not too long ago. If people read anything but Chapter 2, they need to read Chapter 2, The Magicians.
Right.
Because he really explains the system. Pardon?
Right. It's incredible. And we're looking at what I consider this League of Cities thing, you know, and I'm sure you guys are aware of that too, with the City of London being the financial center and D.C. sort of the management of the strong arm of the military, and then the Vatican is the league in their city-states, and it's, of course, the religious faction. So, and, of course, they control the Trilateral Commission and the CFR, all the so-called players and stakeholders involved in that. So
okay,
you might be interested in some of his documents as well.
Okay. Thank you, Ronnie. We're going to have to move quickly. We're getting to the end of the show.
Okay. Thank you so much. You guys really have worked hard. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't think we're going to have a time for the final caller. Sorry, Sheldon, in Arizona. I wish we could take you, but we've only got like 2-3 minutes left. I wanted to make a comment. Ronnie, like many people, believes that it's the Jesuits, and it's not. It is not the Jesuits. That's a ruse. It is the money monsters are the International Monetary Fund, and at the very top is the Rothschilds. They're Sabbatean Jews, okay? They have been in charge since the Rothschilds took over the Bank of England. I think that was in 1666 or something like that. And they are the ones who are foistering this system on the whole world. It is a money system created by the money monsters. They control the currencies. The Vatican does not. The Vatican does not control the currencies. They answer to the money monsters. The money monsters do not answer to the Pope. People really need to, John Stapmiller, Deanna Spingola, many other good researcher, Michael Colin Piper. We've already been down this path. We figured it out. There was another one. The guy who wrote Vote Scam also came to the same conclusion. I think he did several interviews. What was his name again, Ingrid?
Oh, Vote Scam?
Yeah.
I have to get my book.
Okay.
It's right here.
Anyway, it's not...
For the Collier brothers, James and Kenneth Collier.
Yes.
What's her last name, Ingrid?
Collier.
C-O-L-L-I-E-R.
Yes. And people can YouTube that name, And he did a wonderful interview explaining that it's not the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has been succumbed by these same money monsters. It is not the Jesuits. It is the money monsters, and they control currency, including ours. And they're currently moving to make a special drawing rights. They want a one-world currency, and that is their goal. This whole system that we are explaining, they want this system implemented, including birth certificates. They want this implemented across the planet, which would maintain their usury ad nauseum. And, of course, we're all opposed to that. Okay. Thank you, people, for listening. Please stay tuned for the final imaging prayer that we do after every show. It's important that we get in our head the kind of world that we want to see and not focus too much on this nasty one that we seem to be stuck in. Sorry, Ingrid, I wish we had more time to talk.
It's okay. It's the way it is.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, everyone. Thank you for calling.
Medical Doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.
This